see you here. Good to see you here today. Happy Mother's Day. I hope everybody has a great one. I tell you, before we get started this morning, I wonder if you'd do something for me. Can I have all the mothers either stand or raise your hand in the room? Let's give them a round of applause and congratulate them, please. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for what you have done and what you will do. And in my case, thank you for helping raise me, some of you. I also want to take this time to honor and remember the mothers that are not with us. I can look in this room and see where the mom's influence has played a big part in all of our lives. So I do remember, I want to remind us to remember those folks. Today we want to try to recognize some of you moms and according to some of our categories in the church. I'm going to ask this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody because I know most of you, and you've already told me about your ages anyway, but if you're 80 or above, can you either stand up or raise your hand for me? If you're 80 or above. Oh, no, moms. Gwen, take care of that guy for me, would you? And Miss Rochelle. All right. Let me ask you this. Go ahead. Miss Gwen needs one. Okay. If you're 85 or above, remain standing. Okay. How about if you're 90 or above, remain standing? Oh, I got one down here. Is this the only one? Miss Joe? All right, congratulations. Now the opposite of that. If you're, let me see. Let's try 40 and below. Would you stand if you're a mom? Okay, that's one. How about if you're 35 or below? If you're 35 or below. So we've got one. All right, Christine, congratulations. And I guess one other thing that we had talked about was if you're a mom and you've got family here, if you've got three or more family members here, raise your hand or stand up, please. Good job. Good job. And it looks like that's probably going to be the most we have here today for that. Thank you once again for letting us do this. Like I said, it's Mother's Day. You're special to us. And we thank you for all you've done for us personally in this church and this community. And I just love every one of you. So with that being said, I guess we need to prepare our mind for hearts and worship. Oh yeah, I've got to make a couple of announcements. Number one, the youth will not meet tonight. And number two, the children on Wednesday nights, this next Wednesday night will be their last Wednesday night. We're taking the summer off, so the bus drivers will have a break and that type of stuff. So, but I just wanted you to know that, okay? And one thing I do want to say, thank you for your results on the Annie Armstrong. That was That's amazing. So thank you for stepping up. And this church always comes through when it's time's right. But let's try to prepare our minds for hearts in worship, please. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Thank you very much. Let's bow, please. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity we have to come to your house, Lord. Father, especially on a day like today, we just thank you so much for every mother that's represented here, every family that's represented here. And Lord, we just thank you for your guidance and your blessings. I ask your spirit to be in this service today. Be with Dennis as he brings a message. And just tune our hearts to your word. In Christ's name, amen.
We thank God today for the women who have prayed for us, guided us, and encouraged us through life, step by step. And we pray that the Lord will continue to order our steps, lead our families, and guide us in His truth every day. Stand and sing with us.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I'll say it in Espanol now. Feliz Día de las Madres. All right. Well, we thank you very much for all that you do, and thank you for raising us. It's such a special day, and we give God the glory. We want to welcome all of you today to the house of the Lord. For today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we give God the glory. We pray. Continue to pray for revival and for what the Lord is doing in our midst. And today we're celebrating Mother's Day. So we are so thankful for each one of you, and we just give God the glory. If you are here for the first time or second time, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to pray with you and for you. So if you have in your bulletin, you have a care card, and just please just drop it in the offering plate. And we'd love to be in touch with you and pray with you. And so we have a special occasion. We have a baby dedication, but not one, two. How about that? So we give God the glory, and I'm going to ask Kelsey and William to come, please, and bring their family with them. Let's give God the glory for their lives, please. We have a charge first to the parents. May God, the Father of all, bless these parents and give them grace to love and care for their children. May God give them wisdom and patience and faith. Help them to provide for their children's needs and by their example, reveal the love and truth that are in Jesus Christ. Praying for the children now. Our God, our Creator, we thank you for the gift of these children entrusted to our care. May we be patient and understanding and ready to give, to guide, and to forgive to through our love they come to know your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now I'm going to ask you to remain standing, and may this is a charge to the congregation. So it will be up here on the board if you join me in reading, please. Lord Jesus, just as you welcome children to your world, your blessing, we welcome these children, Noah and Nash, into the care of our family of faith. Help us, Lord, to love, support, and pray for them and their families as they grow. Teach us how to best stand with these parents in pointing them to you. May we always be an example of Jesus to them. Place your hand of blessing upon them, Lord, that they would be strong and protected in body, mind, and spirit. In Christ's name, amen. If we are parents, if you are parents, you know how quickly they grow. It seems like yesterday that I was picking up my little kids, and now they pick me up. So time flies, and enjoy them, and it's such a blessing to us. And now which one is Noah? This is Noah. This is a Bible for you, and this is for Nash right here. And we thank you all so much. Please continue to pray for their lives. Thank you. We dedicate them to the Lord.
We remain standing as we sing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
can't count our blessings, or when we count our blessings, we especially include the mothers, grandmothers, and women of faith who have poured love, prayers, and wisdom into our lives. Let's sing the song as remembering the blessing of the women who raised us in the love of God.
Today we see these mothers, grandmothers, aunts and uncles, and others that have had such an influence on our lives, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with those ladies. We wouldn't be who we are without them. Father, as we come now, we give back the monies that you've given us, because they too have taught us to give back. Father, now we just ask you to take and bless this money. Use it to your kingdom.
You may be seated.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Thank you.
It's time for Children's Church.
God is good all the time. God is good. He is good. He is good indeed. Today we're going to be in the book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to be in verse 27 and 28, chapter 1, 27 and 28. And in reverence to God's holy word, I'm going to ask you to stand, please. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. Long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord, so they worship the Lord there. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We give you all honor and all glory. Lord, thank you so much for our moms. Thank you for their influence in our lives. And Father, we ask that you bless them in a special way today. Thank you for them. Father, for Mom's Day is really every day. And so we are thankful and we're grateful. And Lord, to you be the honor and to you be the glory. Amen. You may be seated. In the text that we read, we find.
Mama.
Oh, Dada.
Sorry, go ahead.
Dada.
Dada. Dada. Say Dada.
He was trying to make him say Dada, but he said Mama. How about that? How about that? So, the text that we read today, we find ourselves in the first book of Samuel. It's a time of judges, and of course we're going to be talking about a great mom. And all of our moms are great. Praise the Lord. Let's give an applause to the Lord for our moms, please. I think we can do better than that. Now, come on, let's applause to our moms. We're talking about mom here now. So we are so thankful that today we're going to be talking about and looking at a great mom in Hannah. Of course, I'm sure if you have read the book of 1 Samuel, you'll come to the birth of Samuel, the great prophet that God was going to use to anoint kings. And who would have thought, you know? And we look at the background of him, of course. We have Elkanah here, and he has two wives, okay? This is way in the Old Testament, so do not get any ideas, please. But I'm thinking about Elkanah. He's got two wives, and they're coming up to Jerusalem. It was customary for the Jewish tradition to come to three celebrations and three festivals and make the pilgrimage from wherever they were to Jerusalem. And this is exactly what is happening here in the text. Of course, Elkanah had two wives. One, her name was Peninnah, and they had children. But Hannah did not have any children. And so they were going up to the mountain. They were coming to Jerusalem. And so they were bringing, verse 3 tells us, they were coming to offer their offerings to the Lord. And so, you know, I always thought about if we put this in modern day history and you had two ladies in the same house, you know, one may want the 60, and the other one may want it at 75. Think about it. What are you going to do? If you go to the supermarket, you know, one may say, I want whole milk. The other one said, I want 2%. You know, I mean, what do you do, you know? And so when I get to heaven, I want to talk to Elkanah and ask him, Elkanah, how did you do it? How did you do it? Anyway, so here he is. But there is a story because Hannah could not have any children. And so there are certain things that she did in this particular text that are going to help us to understand, and there are lessons here to be learned about Hannah. And so the first thing that we come across Hannah, it's in chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. And it says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, and there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. He said, talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. So we see in Hannah, the first thing we see, that she was a prayer warrior. She was a prayer warrior. You see right here in chapter 2, she is thanking God. She's looking back and she's seeing God's blessings on her. But then if you look in verse 9:19, here she is. She is asking God. She says, so Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. And now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. So she was a prayer warrior. The first thing that we can learn from Hannah, it was that she was a prayer warrior. The second thing that we learn, not only that, but she was a prayer warrior, but also Hannah cried out to the Lord. She cried out to the Lord. You know, she did not cry to anybody. She didn't cry to her husband. Obviously, she didn't cry to the other spouse, but she cried to the Lord. And sometimes the Lord will just bring us to places where we have to cry to the Lord. We have to ask to the Lord. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah 33:3 tells us, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You see, Hannah was a prayer warrior. She was a prayer warrior. But also Hannah, we also learned that she went straight to the source. She went straight to the source. She went before the priest Eli, and she just poured out her heart to him, you know. And so she says that, you know, because she knew that only God can provide what she needed. You know, there are certain things that no one can provide for us except the Lord. Only the Lord can provide. So she went straight to the Lord. You know, children, her husband could not give her children. It was the Lord who gave us children. And it tells us in Psalm 127:3, it says they are an inheritance, a heritage from the Lord, a fruit of the womb of his reward. So children are a blessing from the Lord. They are an inheritance from the Lord to us. And so she went straight to the source. You know, sometimes we go to different locations, different situations, different people, and they cannot help us. Only God can help us. No one else can help us. Only God could help her. Only God can give her children and no one else. See, she didn't have children because she was married to Elkanah. She had children because God gave her children. So it is a blessing from the Lord. She went straight to the source. Of course, God answered her prayer. Maybe you have something in your heart that you need to bring to the Lord. Maybe there's something in your heart to bring to the Lord. He is the source and no one else. He is the source of our salvation. No one can save us except the Lord. No one can bring us peace except the Lord. No one can give us joy except the Lord. He is the only one who can give you salvation. He's the only one who can give you peace. Oh, he's the only one who can bring joy. We'll have great moments. We'll have great times. We'll have moments in life where we feel joy. You buy a new car and you're happy just for that moment. Then the bill comes, the insurance comes, and everything turns sour again. You see, but listen, but Lord, the Lord gives you peace, though. He gives you peace in the middle of the storm. Oh, you're wondering, what in the world do I have so much peace? I should be going bananas. I should be pulling my hair. But you know, the peace that God gives is not like the peace of the world. Listen, only God can give you true peace, and no one else. No one else. So, Hannah became mom for life. She became a mom for life. Once the little baby comes, her life will be changed forever. Sometimes God uses children to humble us. We met a lady down in Tifton, when we live in Tifton, and she looked at Rosie coming with three little boys. She said, when God wants to humble you, he'll give you a boy. When he really wants to humble you, give you two boys. When he keep you underground, three. But they're great. They'll change your life forever. They'll change your life forever. Hannah's life was never going to be the same. She had become a mom. But what is a great mom? A great mom is, of course, it's a mom that always prays for her children. You want to be a great mom? Pray for your children. You need to pray for them. You need to seek the Lord for them. You know, it's just a few years that they're under our roof, but then they grow. They have to take the bus to go to school. I remember when we took our first son to weekday program, daycare. He cried and we cried all the way home. But you know, we cannot be there for them 24/7, but God is. God is there. Listen, you want to be a great mom? Pray for your children. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter where they are at. If they're in elementary school or pre-K, high school, college. Maybe they're just at work. But you need to keep praying for your children. We need to pray for our children. Hannah. It's exactly what she did. She came in chapter 2 and came back and said, Lord, thank you for this wonderful children, this child that I have. I am a mom. And she prayed. She thanked the Lord. You know, sometimes we just ask God, but we don't come back and ask God and tell God thank you. We need to come back and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that He's healthy. Lord, thank you that he's doing okay. Lord, thank you for all the blessings and the way you manifest yourself. So always pray for your children. Always pray for them. You know, one of the things that we do now that we are empty nesters, we go into the rooms and pray for them. Pray in those rooms. I like to turn the pictures, though, that way I don't have too many memories. Instead of me going in there and crying, I can turn the pictures. That way I can just pray. Keep praying. Go into the rooms and pray. Maybe there's a letter you need to go in there when they're asleep. Just don't wake them up. And go there and pray for them. Pray over them. Pray for them when they go to school. Oh, they need our protection. And listen, there's nothing more powerful that God has given us than prayer. You have the tool in your hands. It's the most powerful thing that God has entrusted you and me is to pray. The second thing, you're a mom, mom for life. You'll never be the same. Emotionally, you'll never be the same. It's going to change your life. Even when they start walking and making those first steps, you remember those days? And it seemed like they're losing their balance and you wanna jump and get ahead of them. That way they don't hurt themselves. You're a mom for life. Doesn't matter how old they get, how big they get. Doesn't matter where they live. If they live in your same block or they move to a nearest town or another state, you're always going to be their mom. Always. Always. A great mom also dedicates their children to the Lord, like we witnessed today. In verse 27, it tells us, he said, "For this child I have prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he should be lent to the Lord." So they worship the Lord there. Brought him back and dedicate him to the Lord. And say, here is little Samuel. I'll bring him to you, Lord. You gave him to me. You gave me the blessing to be a mom, and now I am bringing him back to you. I am bringing him back to you. He dedicated Samuel to him. We too need to dedicate our children to the Lord. We need to dedicate them, but not only just dedicate them, but we also have to keep our promise. You remember when she couldn't have any children? Now the Lord has blessed her with a child. She had poured out her heart before Eli, the priest, and God had given her the blessing to be a mom and to become a mom and to feel that special bond between a mom and a child. She had that, but now she is the time to promise, to fulfill the promise. Hannah kept her promise. She brought him back to the temple. Listen, we need to keep the children in church. We need to read the scripture to them at night. We need to read the Bible together at home. We need to bring them back to the Word of God. Listen, there is nothing better than to follow the Lord. There's nothing better that our children will grow up in the fear of the Lord. I tell you, it doesn't matter how the culture changes, but when you have the fear of God and you walk by faith, listen, God is with us. God is with us. When they struggle in school, they can call upon the Lord. We need to transfer that faith that we have in the Lord, and we need to give it to them and say, son, daughter, God is with us. He is our God. He's with us. He's going to protect you. He'll guide your life. But we need to fulfill our promises to the Lord. This is what Hannah did. She kept her promise to God. You gave me a child, I'll bring him back. And that's exactly what she did. Sometimes we need to give tough love to our children. When my little boys were, you know, they were growing up, I said, you know, we're going to serve the Lord in this house. I said, when you can pay Flint, house and utilities, DirecTV with the Latino package, you make the call. But while you're in this house, like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See, most of us have given the authority to the children. Now a five-year-old rules the house. We need to come back. Because God has given you authority to raise those children. And you gotta, there is non-negotiable, son, daughter. While you live under my roof, we are going to go to church. We are going to pray. We're gonna say our blessings for the food. We're gonna sit and hold hands as we pray and thank God for our food. We have to keep the promise. When we dedicate our children to the Lord, we have to fulfill the promise. Ecclesiastes 5:4-6 says, when you make a vow or a promise to God, do not delay to pay it. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. What you have promised. Better not to promise than not to vow and not to pay. God is not pleased when we make promises to God and then we don't fulfill them. So we have to fulfill the promises that we give to the Lord. We are here to follow the Lord, to follow the scripture, and we're here to fulfill God's promises. He's always, always in the heart of her children. It just seems like yesterday that we had those children running around the house. Now we just have moments, pictures. My former pastor used to say that we make a mistake. We grow children for us. We don't equip them for the world. That's where they're going to live. We are a collection of moments, of family gatherings. We are take moms in our hearts wherever we go. As we all know, no one makes food like mom does. It could be the same mac and cheese, but there is something special the way mom made it. We'll take it with them wherever they go. I don't know if you like chicken gizzards, but I love chicken gizzards. Some of everybody likes liver. Where do we get that from? From our mom. What you like today is because that's what you got when you were at home. And you and I know that mom is the best cook. Amen. There's close seconds, not like mom. And one thing we should never, never forget. In mom's eyes, her children never grow up. There is Hannah having that little baby, little Samuel. Return him about 3 years old back to Eli as he had promised to God. Whether he was 3 years old or he was 30 years old, the way mom views us, she still sees that little child in us. Sometimes they act strange, they act weird. They can't help it. They love them. They want to hug you. They want to carry you. They still remember when you started walking, still fresh in their mind. The video is there. I still remember. When you started walking, when you started eating for the first time by yourself, that memory is all in there. So mom's eyes, when they see us, I remember the first time we went to Miami. That was back, I was like 11 years old. And they were mentioning this kid, and his name was Lazaro. Lazaro. So I grabbed my toys, and I said, I can't wait to get to Miami from New Orleans, all the way to Miami, to go play with Lazarus. Because mom on the phone from Miami used to say, Lazarito, you know, the little tiny little guy. You know, I said, I can't wait to go and play with him. Well, when we got to Miami, somebody comes to the door, and this guy's about 6'2". And I said, where is Lazarito? He said, I am Lazarito. See, for moms, we never grow. They see us like we are 1 year old. They we never grow for them. Never grow for them. A great mom. God has given us, given you the blessing to be a mom. And today I want to ask you, are you praying for your children today? Maybe today is a reminder that you need to come back. It's a reminder that God is not done with our children yet. Sometimes we don't know what to do with our children. They are so far gone. But you know what? God is still taking care of them. And I believe that if we keep calling upon the Lord will bring them back to his way. Sometimes when our children get sick, we feel helpless. We don't know what to do. I shared this story about almost 2 years ago, but I was pronounced dead. I was there for about 8 hours, they said. And my mom turn me over to the Lord. They told her at the hospital, at the city, said, when you go back to the town, you need to be strong. You need to be strong for you and for the family. Of course, when she arrived at the village, they were ready for me. They had everything, all the preparations. My mom said, for the first time, She called God like she never called before. She moved from the crowd, went to her room, and prayed over me. And said, Lord, I don't want him for me. I want him for you. Don't take him. About 4 hours later, I cried. And revival broke loose in the village. Tears of sorrow became tears of joy. You know, sometimes we don't know what to do with your kids. Doesn't matter how old they are. Give them to the Lord. He knows what to do with them. Perhaps you are here today and you want to dedicate your children to God. You want to start praying for them. You make a promise to God, God, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to cry. I'm going to seek you, Lord, and I'm going to trust you. Because you are my God, because you are with me. And I believe that you will bring them back. I'm going to ask you, Mom. You want to turn your kids over to God? I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Do you have a child? You don't know what to do with him. Maybe he's sick. You just need to just give them to the Lord. Give them to the Lord. Hannah brought little Samuel back to the Lord. Back to the Lord. He's the one who gave them to you. Now it's time to let him go. The Lord is alive. You dedicate him to the Lord. Just stand up. Don't sit. Don't look at anybody. He's the source. He's the source. Just turn it over to him. Turn it over to him. Lord, I can't do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. But I know you can. Perhaps you're here today and you need to give your life to Christ today. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Perhaps you're here today and you need to come back running to the arms of Jesus. You need to give your life to Christ and say, guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. For I am at a crossroad. Or perhaps you're at a dead end. You don't know where to go. You need to give your life to Christ today. Today is the day of salvation. Or maybe you need to be like the prodigal son. And you need to come back to the Lord. You used to walk with him. You used to be in the scripture. You used to be in the Bible. You used to be in church activities. But today you're not. And you want to just come back. He allows U-turns. You need to come back. As the music leads, the praise team leads. You want to just come and pray at the altar? Bring your child if you can and give him to the Lord. Bring him to the Lord. Lord, here I give my son. thank you so much for today. Thank you for moms. They're such a blessing to us. Father, we are thankful. We ask that you bless them in a special way. Father, I pray, Lord, that they will seek you. I pray that they will cry to you. I pray that they will see the hand of God as they bring their request to you. Father, thank you for they are a blessing to us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life, and in you, eternal life. Father, we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Christ's name, amen. We are dismissed.